Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Ellard.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome to our Royal Rumble 2023 predictions special episode. Of course, we're doing things a little bit different this year. The Big Red situation is now being that we've opened the floodgates to the friendos, patreon.com/Steven Larson, and click join on YouTube if you guys are a $5 and up patron, if you're a YouTube channel member, if you're one of our top gift sub gifters over on Twitch. You are eligible to participate in predictions and you'll become digital Big Red champion. Just to clarify, Big Red is not going anywhere, the Big Red title, but your picture will be sent to us. Whatever picture you want to see Big Red on, we will then put Big Red on it. We'll put it on our Instagram, our socials, our YouTube community tab, all that place. We'll talk about it on the show.
Yep.
And so you can become the new Big Red champion.
So for rules and the categories and how we do our picks, go to, there's a community post on YouTube. There's a post on Patreon. All you got to do is post your picks below that post. I got a huge spreadsheet here I'm working on. I'll get it all hopefully before the show on Saturday. And, yeah, looking forward to this. But this isn't going anywhere. That's staying.
Yeah, we're not actually going to send Big Red anywhere. Yeah.
Cost forever for shipping. We know.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go ahead and dive into it. We've got five matches, and then we got a bunch of bonus points that you could that you could win as well. We're gonna go through everything. First up, the Raw Women's Title is on the line. Alexa Bliss versus Bianca Belair. Larson, who do you see winning, and what are the confidence points you have on that?
Oh, Bianca's winning totally. I got four confidence points on Bianca winning. If she's going to lose this title, it's going to be to whoever wins the Women's Rumble, Rhea Ripley, at WrestleMania. But she's not dropping that title before then. I got Bianca with four.
Enforcer, what did say you?
I am in that same boat, not with four, though. Right now I got three because of the Uncle Howdy, the Bray stuff. Maybe something no contest-y possibly could happen. But still, honestly, all things being equal, Bianca Belair should hold on to that belt, stroll into Mania against Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I'm with you, Enforcer. I think I have three confidence points on Bianca Belair as well. That's exactly why, because Uncle Howdy can come out of the bathroom again, hands on his coat, you know, crop dusting.
Right.
And then they could just do the thing where the match just ends and they're like, oh, yeah, no, the match is over now, but there's no winner.
Right.
So that's a possibility. That's why I got three confidence points, but I'm still pretty confident that Bianca Belair is going to win this match.
Yep. Yep. Next.
Yep.
LA Knight.
Yeah.
Versus Bray Wyatt. Again, some Uncle Howdy action.
LA Knight.
Wafting in it. Yes.
Steve, who do you got here?
Oh, man, for this Mountain Dew Pitch Black match, I got all the lucky people who are going to be drinking Pitch Black Mountain Dew. It's corroding their organs and whatnot. I got Bray Wyatt with five confidence points.
All the confidence.
Because the Fiend's coming back, baby. That's right. And he's going to put LA Knight down like a dog. Yeah, it's Bray Wyatt. Of course it's Bray Wyatt. Of course it's Bray Wyatt.
What about you, Enforcer?
Yeah, I'm. I'm there on the Bray train. Not quite with the five. I'm saving that five for something else, and you guys probably know what it is. But yeah, I am very excited to see what a Mountain Dew Pitch Black match is, for the good and the bad of it. So yeah. Let's see what this
probably
turns
more
out
so
to
the
be.
Bad. Here's that's the thing is probably. Like this is a match we've never seen before. We don't know the rules. Yeah. I don't feel. I mean,
how do you win?
Exactly. Bray's going to win probably. Most likely, but I don't know what the rules are. I don't know what various iterations of Bray are going to make an appearance. I don't know how Uncle Howdy's going to affect things. So I got Bray, but I only got Bray with three.
Mm-hmm.
Hedging my bets a little bit here. I don't know what this match is.
Okay. All that big one could questions, be the no man. Contest. Yeah.
Nobody knows shit about this match.
Yeah. Nobody
knows. Moving on, we've got Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens in what'll either be the main event or the match that goes on right before the Rumble. I don't know what's going to happen here. But I do know that Roman Reigns is going to win this match. I got four confidence points on him beating Kevin Owens for the Undisputed Universal Championship. Larson, what say you?
Roman Reigns, five. He's not losing. He's not losing for a while. He might not lose for a very long time.
Yeah.
Roman, five.
Yeah, I'm with you guys as well. Roman, five as well. I mean, if Roman was to lose the belt right now, what was anything for all of this done for right now, right before... 2 months before WrestleMania,
I'd like to go back and see our reactions to last year when Seth Rollins won at the Rumble.
Yeah, he did a pin him though. He did a pin him.
But he won. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because he won. I know he actually won. And if that same situation happens this year, guess what?
Yeah,
will not get those confidence points.
Absolutely.
So, anyways, let's move on to the Men's Royal Rumble. Larson, who do you got going all the way?
Cody effing Rhodes. I mean, it's the safe pick. See, in my mind, they'll have Cody win the Rumble. They may not know exactly how they're going to do the title situation, whether they're going to split the belts, keep the belts. Maybe they're still trying to convince Dwayne to show up at WrestleMania. I don't know. The safe bet is to have Cody win the Rumble. And at the point where they make the decision about, I kind of feel like they're probably going to split the belts. And that way you have Cody going after the WWE title. And that's done. You can push on who Roman's going to face for a little bit. You still have 2.5-3 months before that decision obviously has to be made. 2 months. So you get a little bit of time to build. So if they want to try to get Stone Cold, they want to try to convince Dwayne that they could do like a 5-minute match. He doesn't do any running. Whatever. They can still buy some time to find Roman's opponent. Have Cody win. He'll challenge the WWE title. And then... whoever Roman faces, they'll worry about later. Cody, two confidence points.
Right.
Two confidence points. I've got Cody Rhodes with one confidence
point. Oh, you coward. Pick Kevin Owens.
No, look, that's what I think that'd be. I think that'd be really interesting if they did that. But, you know, here's the thing. I typically get too wrapped up in my own fantasy book. And it seems clear that the bloodline, because of what you just said, they're looking for somebody for Roman Reigns that isn't going to win the Rumble. They're looking for somebody else. They're probably going to get Goldberg or something to take on Roman Reigns. And so whoever wins the Rumble is probably going to be because of the split title situation. They've already split the tag titles. It makes most sense, as much as I would love for there to be some sort of Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens situation coming out of the Rumble. I'll be honest. I think that Sami Zayn's actually a better pick to win the Rumble than Kevin Owens is. As much as I would love to see the story where Sami Zayn gives up a spot for Kevin Owens, I'm not going to put any confidence points on it. I'll put one on Cody Rhodes. They've mapped out the exact same thing that happened to Triple H in 2002, where he gets injured, continues the match. Cody's case, he starts and finishes the match. Same thing happened to Triple H. You got your amazing video package, big Rumble return, comes back and wins it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes all the sense in the world. So it's Cody with one confidence.
Yeah, I'm going with Cody too as well. A lot of the same reasons you were saying, Steve. In our heads, we book everything of way better, and I find it to be almost like when you try to slap together a parlay.
Yeah,
you're thinking in your head, oh, that's good. This guy, oh, that's got to happen. But then when brass tacks, no, honestly, Cody here with two.
Yep.
Come on, man, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
All right, let's talk about the Women's Royal Rumble. I'll go first. I'm actually more confident in this one because there's so many other X factors with the Men's Rumble, with the Bloodline stuff. This one, it's Rhea Ripley's. Nobody else has a story to win the Rumble. Nobody else has a story. Becky has already done a thing with Bianca. She's already had, I don't think they don't like to put Becky with Charlotte anymore. Bayley's already had an extended thing with Bianca. Ronda won last year. I don't see her winning this year because they don't want her back in the title scene. Liv Morgan ain't ready. And plus she's going to come in at number one. She ain't going to win the whole thing. Raquel Rodriguez isn't ready. You can't name one person who's ready to win the Rumble that isn't Rhea Ripley. The only person out there that could, and I'd love to see this, is Asuka. Yeah. She won the first one. Yeah. But it's Rhea Ripley. I got two confidence points on Rhea.
Yeah, I have Rhea with one, and I have one rather than two, simply because it feels like Rhea has the best story in terms of winning the Rumble, but I don't feel like there's been hardly any TV time dedicated to telling the story of who's got momentum heading into the Rumble. And if it has, there has been that time dedicated to those stories. It's been pretty minimal. They had a handful of promos, but doesn't really feel like the attention's been given to the Women's Rumble that they have to the Men's Rumble, and that's mainly just because of the Cody story. So I think Rhea could, should, and probably will win it. But you mentioned Asuka. She could come back after some time off TV, maybe with a bit of a repackage, win the Rumble. I know Shayna Baszler hasn't been doing a whole lot, but if she won, I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be surprised, but not shocked.
I'd be shocked.
And Rhea probably will, but if Asuka wins, I wouldn't be too surprised. Rhea with one.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Rhea with one as well. And like you guys said, anyone else to win it would be like, oh, okay, well, this came out of nowhere, really. Even if it's a return, if it's a Liv, really going to run this thing back again against whoever she's going to select? Was it going to be Lacey Evans? Come on now. I don't see anybody established.
Oh, she got the camel clutch, though, now.
She does.
Oh, well, how's she going to dump anybody out of the ring with that? So I'm really like Rhea makes sense. I mean, honestly, I was coming down to this thing. Rhea may show up again here on these other predictions here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this Rhea with one, I mean, just cause there is by default, but it's a great default for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's talk about bonus points here. We've got 12
points.
Bonus rounds. Wow. We're gonna speed round these here because this is, look, let's be honest. Given that we've got so many people, I think we're gonna have upwards of around 50 people, mm-hmm. I think, when all is said and done.
Oh yeah.
Putting their predictions in. It's gonna come down to these bonus points.
Yes, it will. Absolutely.
I think the actual card is fairly predictable. What's not predictable is some of these prop bets.
Right, absolutely. So Larson, would you like to begin the lightning round?
Sure. Here? So for men's Iron Man. In the Men's Rumble, I got Finn Balor. He just said in an interview he wants to try to go an hour in a Royal Rumble. I think that'd be pretty cool. Women's Iron Woman, I got Liv. She says she wants to be in there first. I think she's going to make it probably to the final four. For most eliminations in the Men's Rumble, I got Bob Lashley. I think he's going to throw a ton of people over the rope until Brock Lesnar gets in there. For most eliminations in the Women's Rumble, I got Raquel Rodriguez. She ain't going to win, but I think she's going to have a really strong showing. The winner in the Men's Rumble, I think it's gonna come out number 17. In the Women's Rumble, I got 23. No logic behind that except for 17. I think Cody's gonna come somewhat towards the middle of the Rumble. My men's final four are Cody, Seth, Austin Theory, and I'm hedging my bets here with Sami Zayn in the final four. The women's final four, I got Rhea, I got Shayna, I got Liv, and I got Asuka. Men's fastest elimination, I got Dexter Lumis. I don't know why, other than maybe he's in the Rumble first. Miz comes, make his entrance. Lumis just leaps over the top rope to attack him. So there's only 7 women announced as of Thursday evening at 8:30 for the Women's Rumble. And so of the names there, Emma might very well have the shortest run in the Rumble.
Okay.
Forbidden Door entrant, not going to be any. Not going to happen. For debut, I got, Braun Breaker. I think it'd be a good idea if they had Braun and Waller in the Rumble and try to tell that story a little bit in the Rumble, try to get people to watch NXT.
That'd be great.
And for return entrant, I feel like this is pretty much a gimme. This is going to happen because this person's going to face Finn Balor at WrestleMania probably. I got Edge doing what he does, making his return during the Rumble. You think you know me. Give me that point for Edge making his Rumble return.
Oh, there
I like
you go.
That one. I there like that one. Steve, I can go if you want for this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Iron Man here. Booyaka Booyaka 619 Rey Mysterio going to be early entrant, bounced out late, but how late I may tell you. Women's Royal Rumble, Liv, longest Iron Woman, Liv, of course, most Rumble eliminations, I thought I had that sleeper, but Larson took a mine as well. I'm taking Bob Lashley. Women's Raquel Rodriguez for sure. I mean, that's what I see that she can excel at for sure. Men's winning spot, good old 27, baby. I'm going to take that one. And women's one a little later, 28. The winner ain't going to be. It's going to be a short night for the winners. Shortest elimination, I think somehow Lashley is going to work a Hurt Business thing in and accidentally get rid of Cedric Alexander very, very quickly. Shortest elimination, I have a feeling it's going to be someone that's going to show up. It's going to be Molly Holly, quick in, quick out. Last four for the Men's Rumble, Cody, Seth, Ray, Dom. All right. Last four for the Women's Rumble, Liv, Rhea Ripley, Asuka, Raquel Rodriguez. Forbidden Door, no Forbidden Door entrant. Debut, this is my heart here, Sol Ruka. Let me see Sol Ruka in the Women's Rumble. Return, Asuka. Nobody's ready for Asuka except for the final four when she is done. That's what I say. I am manifesting Sol Ruka into this Women's Royal Rumble for
sure. That'd be pretty cool. For sure. So you hit her finish in the match. That'd get a huge pop.
Yep.
All right. This is what I got. For Men's Rumble, Iron Man, Seth Rollins. I could see him coming out number one, the crowd singing his song, and him lasting quite a while. Rumble, Iron Woman, same as you guys, Liv Morgan. She says number one. She's going to be in there the longest. Most eliminations, I like your guys' pick for Lashley. I'm going to go with Amos. You know, MVP was saying he's going to have a good showing. I believe he's going to have a good showing. He's going to eliminate
everybody else in the ring eliminates.
Yes. Hopefully he'll eliminate like 11 people and then everybody will gang up on him.
Right. 22
most,
people in there.
Yeah, exactly. Most eliminations. Man, I don't want to be the same as you guys, but it's just by happenstance you went before I did. But Raquel Rodriguez makes all the sense in the world. I think Rhea has a good shot at getting that as well. Men's winner number spot, Cody's going to come in at 18. The women's winner number spot, I think Rhea's going to come in at 8. I think she's going to come in fairly early and have a really good showing. So I probably should give her the most eliminations. By the way, we could totally change these Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon,
Pacific, exactly.
Prelim.
Yeah. Let's see here. Shortest elimination. This is a bit ironic given the rumors that WWE's been sold to the Saudi Arabian government, but I think Mansoor. Somebody comedy, Maximum Male Models. Mm-hmm. And I don't see Marseille getting eliminated quickly. So maybe Mansoor, he's going to come out, do a pose, and then get eliminated.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Shortest elimination. Larson, you said Emma, I think, and that's what I had as well. Just because they don't book her particularly strong. Although I also think that Shayna could be there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, I think she could at this point. Last four in the Men's Rumble, Cody, Seth, Kevin Owens, and Sammy. Also hedging my bets there.
You're really hedging your bets in that one.
Yeah, I am.
Last four in the Women's Rumble, Rhea, Asuka, Liv, and Becky.
Say that again, Rhea, Asuka, Liv, and Becky?
Yeah. Forbidden Door entrant. I'm with you guys. I wish, you know, I'd love to see Jordan Grace or somebody, but at this point I'm going to say no. Debut. Who do you guys have for debuts again?
Braun Breaker.
Yeah,
Soruka.
I got Jay White. I got the knife pervert. I think they're going to try to give him the AJ
Styles. I don't know when his contract's up, though.
Oh, shit. That's right. Doesn't he? Yeah. He's still.
He's supposed to have a match against Hikuleo and loser leaves New Japan. That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that's happening. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. So my debut is going to be.
Say Grayson Waller, because I think they're going to do a Waller Braun Breaker spot.
About to say Grayson Waller. There you go. About to say Grayson Waller. Right. Damn it. I want the knife pervert, but you're right. He still has to finish out his run there. I'll come up with a more clever name. And then return. I'm going to go with Chelsea Green. I think she'll come
back.
That'd be cool. Yeah. So it's been, I mean, I like your guys' answers are probably a lot more practical, but I think she'll come back at the Rumble. They will announce seven people, all sorts of people show up.
I was really thinking return either Asuka or Matt Cardona.
Cardona was on my thing, but then I was like, wait a second, Chelsea Green's a bit more likely to happen than him.
Yeah.
I also think, like, I mean, we could probably say, like, Lacey Evans is probably going to return at the Rumble.
I think so too. I think there's a lot of fairly obvious answers for returns. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So anyways, those are safe picks. I might go a little bit safer when all is said and done.
Right.
But there you go. There's my picks. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. And once again, if you want to participate in the predictions challenge for Digital Big Red, you can do that. $5 on the Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. Or you can click join over at the Steven Larson channel, YouTube, not here at Friendo Club, over at the Steven Larson channel. youtube.com/Steven Larson. Click join, become a YouTube channel member, and then you can get in. The things are open right now.
Yep.
All right, that'll do it for our prediction special. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. Till next time, we'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Later.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.